Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tuesday, draft week. We've got two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25. Chance to win $2,000. 2 days away from night one of the NFL draft. Good morning.
So close. So close.
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We'll have Ross Tucker at 7:02. John, you go back with Ross. He's got thoughts on the Lions and the draft and the day that will be Thursday.
Yeah, and the way that they're doing it. You know, the best player available, that's kind of always been the debate, but we saw Brad Holmes last year personify that theory.
Well, he took it to the extreme, and we're going to talk about Brad Holmes at 6:30 this morning. 6:35, we'll get into what's different with this draft and with Brad Holmes. You heard in the update, Tigers win.
Yesterday was a pleasurable watch.
I mean this with no smarm. Smarm removed from the room.
Can you do that?
We're about to find out. That was just a good game. That was a complete game. That's one of the most complete games the Tigers have played in years. And can we just suspend, well, what about later in the year for a minute? I will remove all smarm, all doubt, and just kind of bask in what last night was. That was a team that hit for power, can early, Parker Meadows, moonshot, 427 to straightaway center. That was base running, Javi Baez, couple hits from Javi Baez, couple plays in the field from good Javi Baez.
Yep.
It's Colt Keith going air, Gostis Bear, going up and making a play with his mitt in the air. It's defense, it's hitting, it's an ace on the bump in Tarek Skubal. It's the best bullpen in baseball saying, hey, you could turn this game off if you want. It was as complete a game as they have played in years top to bottom.
And back-to-back performances, right? Finishing up winning the series in Minnesota 6-1 and then coming and lighting the bats on fire. I mean, that's in any other ball club, you're looking at this game going, all right, 11 hits. Yeah, that's good. And maybe a little bit above average, but for the Tigers, that's on fire. And it's something that we can bask in that glow right now. And yeah, there's, like you said, there's things throughout the rest of the season that we'll be able to talk about. This is very reminiscent of us doing a show down at Hockey Town, and they were, what, 5-1 or 5-0, whatever it was at that time going into that home series. Just sitting there going, man, this feels good. Can we just enjoy the moment? And I'm curious, throughout the course of the year, with a team that is still above 500, and this is, and I understand when I say this, low bar.
Yeah.
Very low bar. But how many times will we be able to say, can we just enjoy the moment? And right now, at, you know, at where they are at 13-10, can we just enjoy the moment? We wanted to enjoy it early on. Can we enjoy it now that we're 23 games in? Will we be able to enjoy it at the end of April? What will we say at the end of May, at the end of June? And who knows? Because the division appears in a small snapshot of this season so far to be better than expected.
And it's a cliche, but it's 162 games. There's going to be wild swings over 162. You say something today, could be a very different team in May, June, and July. Hell, we've seen this team have terrible Aprils. I'll take this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take 13 and 10, right? And we talked about our bar for this baseball team at 16 and 14 at the end of the month.
Only got to go 3-4.
3-4.
Don't even have to be 500 in the next seven.
And you're going to get three against the Royals, who are the team tied for second in the AL Central. Again, very early. But this is a check-in, and we're going to do this a bunch of times throughout the summer. But off the complete game that they played last night, yeah, everybody should be in a pretty good mood.
Yeah. The only – do I even want to say it? Now I'm going to be you.
Oh, no.
The only downer is that you're coming off of that performance and a great performance by Mize. A great performance by Scooble.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
And you're going at 6:50 tonight.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Maeda is going to take the
mound.
How many innings does he go? He can't even eat innings.
John, I said I wasn't going to be smarmy, and you're just walking me right off the plank at the edge of the ship. Uh-huh. Soft serve, 88, high in the zone. It's going to be T-ball tonight.
Yeah,
I understand. Maeda, he's typically not a good pitcher early in the season. He's a veteran. I don't have high hopes for tonight. But John, last night was a complete baseball game from the Detroit Tigers. How about the Detroit Tigers, right? And Scooble, you mentioned stuff with the pitching. 9 strikeouts, only gave up 3 base runners, no walks, 6 innings. I think people want to see him pushed a little later into games, right? And I think that'll come. But dude's in the Cy Young mix. Cy Scooble. I was looking up some of the numbers, and we're starting to get, in 5 starts now. So you're starting to get a decent amount of comparable stats. Scooble now on the season has an ERA of 1.82, 10th in all of baseball. He's got a whip, 0.74. It's the second best in all of baseball. Opponents are hitting 162 against him, top 5. And he's 6th in strikeouts with 35. I mean, he's a top 5 pitcher in all of baseball right now. I mean, Cy Scooble, that's what we expected coming into the season. You talk about meeting expectations or exceeding expectations. The dude can deal every time he's on the bump.
I mean, that's what's fun. Every time he takes the mound, you're thinking this could be a win. Every time Casey Mize takes the mound, they actually have one. And that's where it's exciting, because you have a couple of pieces now that you feel like you can count on. And when was the last time you had anything that you felt like you could really rely upon with the Tigers? Now, okay, with, it's once every 5 games. For Scooble, it's once every 5 games. So now we're talking about twice in 5 games. We've got something that we can count on. And Maeda, Flaherty, Olson, like, okay, come along. Let's get to the party. And who knows? Who knows what can happen?
Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. Cookies needs to listen to John and learn to let things play out. He's been complaining about the bats, and guess who's starting to warm up? Would we classify the Tigers' bats as warming up?
Well, so I don't know if people could hear me. As you were talking there, I started to chuckle a little bit, because I still look at the numbers. And yes, we can celebrate Parker Meadows' home run.
What's his batting average, John?
It's still not 100. And I don't mean this with any ill will towards Parker Meadows, but I'll just say there's still a long way to go for a lot of these batters. And, Torque, all right? He had a good weekend, a good Friday, and a good Sunday. And maybe we're just sitting there going, okay, we could count on every other day from him from this point on, though I would be okay with that for what he is. And hopefully that generates something a little bit more as we continue to go. Kerry Carpenter has probably been the brightest spot. Especially at the plate. Mark Canna with 4 home runs. Like, there are some positives, but then you also look and you say, well, Jake Rogers. It was fun yesterday when he was smart on the base paths, was able to slide into third under a tag, keep a rally going, but he's still only batting 119. Parker Meadows with the home run, he's still under 100. Javi is starting to, it looks like a couple of days of old Javi Baez. Now, old Javi Baez to me is still not great. You know, is still not a great player, but he has been very opportunistic.
They're still one of the worst offenses in baseball.
Oh yeah,
right. And Javi is incredibly streaky.
And hopefully,
most of the time it's a cold streak. Yeah. You'll take the hot streak, and he's certainly on one right now. I think it's 7 hits in the last 6 ball games. Had a couple hits last night, and surprise, surprise, the Tigers win. They hit a little bit. They win. 13-10 on the season. Ticket Texter says, glad to hear Jim's excited about the Tigers, but please no Tiger car flags, Jake and Howell.
Yes, no car flags, no Costa locks. Let's not get carried away. Let's just, as you said, enjoy the moment.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.